Hello, this is Gideon Rothstein, and this is a response of a day for the 18th of Av. I'm cheating a little bit on this one. I have to say, in the month of Av, it's not always as easy to find Shuvot written on those particular dates as in other months, perhaps because it's a time when people were off, they were on vacation, they took their time away, they would go to the mountains, whatever it is. But in any case, not so simple, and this was a Shuvah that was so interesting, even though it's not actually written on the 18th of Av, although the 18th of Av is a prominent date in the course of the responsum, and it's also a reminder that issues of men giving their wives gittin is not a modern problem. It's not a problem of our times, as some people would try to portray it. There have always, unfortunately and sadly, been men who don't do what they're supposed to do. In this case, so the original, the tshuva that Rav Herzog is going to write, this is from Shut Heichal Yitzchak, which to the tshuvot of Yitzchak Isaac Halevi. Herzog was the Ashkenazic chief rabbi of Israel in the beginning of the state. This is from Evan HaEzer, Bet Simon Mem Gimel, 243 in Evan HaEzer. The question is, you have a young woman who's 21 years old. Her husband has been convicted of serious crimes. He's gotten 7 years in prison for these crimes. And besides the fact that he's not a moral person, she had already suffered in the course of the marriage and already has a civil divorce. And after a lot of effort, they had convinced the husband to give a get in prison. And it wasn't like he was so excited about it. He wasn't so willing about it. They'd gotten him to give a get. This whole idea, by the way, of people who retain the power not to give a get, even though they have a civil divorce, seems to me to be a huge problem. It seems to me that any time when there's already been a civil divorce, it means the marriage is over, and that halachically we have to think about it. But that's not the context of this tshuva. Here, everybody agreed he should be giving a get. He's the one who's refusing. So they got him to, they convinced him in prison to give a get. They went there. They secured a get from him. They had the sofer write the get, and he gave it to, in these situations, he would appoint a shliach holacha. He appoints somebody who's his messenger to deliver the get, to deliver the bill of divorce to the wife. What happened was, when they left the prison, they got back to their house or back to wherever they were, they realized that the sofer, the scribe, and how these things happen, I have no idea, but he made a mistake, and he wrote on Monday, B'sheini B'Shabbat, B'shmona Asar Yom L'Yerach Av. Monday, the 18th day of Av, which is how this tshuva becomes our tshuva, our responsible day for the 18th of Av. Problem was, it wasn't supposed to be an Av. He wrote, and it was in 5,710, we're going to see, because the tshuva is on Tavshin Yud. And he doesn't write Tammuz. And it was supposed to be in Tammuz. So it's not really the get that you want him to give. So one option, obviously, would be just to wait till the 18th of Av, because that's when he authorized it, for and to give it then. Problem is, the rest of the question, to ask if their original thought was ask him to write another get. You can't do that, they said, because as they were leaving the prison, he said to them angrily, don't come back. I don't want to see you again. They're also afraid to say to him that the get isn't valid, because if they say the get's not valid, he'll say, oh, perfect. I didn't really want to give her the get. Now, with that guy who I made my messenger, who I made my shaliach, he's not my messenger anymore. So they're very upset about this. They're worried. They don't know what to do. And they want to know if this is considered a get mu'uchar. And a get mu'uchar is a problem. Again, meaning there's, forgetting gittin for a second, in any document, if it's written, if it's post-dated, that's one kind of a problem in halacha, and if it's predated, that's a whole different kind of a problem. So in regular shtarot, we have a problem with predating because we're worried about liens and stuff like that, meaning if I borrow money from somebody and I predate the deed of loan, that could mean that people who bought property from me in the meantime could have their property subject to a lien based on the loan that I just took out. So that's a big problem in halacha. So we have a problem with predating. We also have less of a problem. We have a problem with post-dating as well. So they're worried about the post-dating. Do we have to worry? This is called a get mu'uchar, a post-dated get, and it's not clear that the post-dated get is valid. But if you say it's okay, then maybe he should wait till the 18th of Av, the shliach, and just give it to her then. But the problem is, they would have done that, but the problem is that it says on Monday, whereas this, meaning this sofer, me, was so great about this. He wrote Monday because that's what the 18th of Tammuz would have been. But the 18th of Av is going to be a Tuesday. So even if he gives it on the 18th of Av, even if they wait till the 18th of Av, it's still not so clear what they should do because then it's the wrong day of the week. It's a Monday, it's a Tuesday instead of a Monday. So they want to know what Rav Herzog thinks they should do, and it's a really big problem. And also, if they don't handle this properly, they say, she's not so connected to observance that if she has problems, that she's going to wait. She might decide just to get married, you know, with the reform, or find somebody who's willing to say, oh, you have a get, it's fine, don't worry about it, and let her get married based on the civil divorce. And there are family members who've already said that. So they have a real problem here. And these are the kinds of issues. First of all, I think it's true from a few tshuva that I've seen that Rav Herzog spent much of his time on issues like this, on getting issues, and also on agonot issues, both from World War II and from the war of the War of Independence. So in both of those situations, that took up a tremendous amount of Herzog's time, and he did heroic work trying to make sure that women in various situations could remarry. So this is an example of this endeavor of Rav Herzog's endeavor. So he wrote his answer on Bet Menachem Av, on the second Av. He says in Reading right away, it's an important issue. It's a Shat Hadchak Nora. So a Shat Hadchak Nora means that there's a lot of pressure here, that if things go wrong here, things could go very, very wrong. And therefore, in those situations, many times in Halacha, we'll treat something as what's called a Bidiyavad. Ordinarily, I'm very careful to point out that Bidiyavad means retrospectively. Bidiyavad only means if something has already occurred, how are we allowed to react to it? There are situations when, for example, let's say I shake a lulav on Sukkot, and then the lulav that I shake turns out not to be such a great lulav. So sometimes it's completely invalid, and we would say to the person, you better go find another lulav and shake lulav again because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. But on other occasions, we'll say that, you know what? Bidiyavad, if you've already shaken the lulav, then it's going to be a valid shaking of the lulav, and you don't have to go and find another lulav and shake it again. So, in halacha, sometimes a sha'at hadchak, a situation where we have problems and concerns, and we're not sure that we can do it in the ideal way, will be considered like a bidiyavad. That's true here as well. So, why is it like a bidiyavad? Because if it give him, the husband in jail, any indication that there's some problem that might invalidate this get, he says, might change his mind. And if he changes his mind before the get is delivered, then the get is no longer valid. She doesn't have a get. We're back to square one. And therefore, he thinks the first thing that should be done is that this shaliach, this messenger, should give her the get before witnesses, as the halacha is, because he says there's a couple of important things about getting that people don't always realize. And these are only issues that can be raised bidiyavad, retrospectively, and in a shat hatkak like this. So one is that the whole need for dating of a get seems to be derabbanan. The Rambam, for example, says that anytime in the Mishnah Torah that he writes that a get is pasul, he says about anything, about getting, anytime a get is pasul, that word pasul, which means invalid, but if he says pasul, that means it's pasul derabbanan. That means that the issue that makes it invalid is a rabbinic problem. And the psul of mukhar, the problem with the get that has been postdated, is a psul. It makes the get pasul, which means derabanan. And with derabanans, like we said, bidiyavad, if she's already relied on it to get married, even say lo teitze, even according to the Rambam, who holds there's a problem with a get mukhar. So that's an important thing to know, that the dating, he thinks, is derabanan. Once it's derabanan, in bidiyavad situations where she's gotten remarried, we would not make her leave that second marriage. So then Rav Herzog adds, he agrees with a sefer called Machane Yehuda. The Machane Yehuda had said that according to the Rashbam, even if the witnesses sign a get early, now early is always a much bigger problem for financial reasons, because in a get, a husband becomes responsible to his wife financially for certain things, and then if he sells property afterwards, that property that he sold has a lien on it from what he owes this woman. So if the get is mukdam, it's also true that if the get is mukdam, then she may have still been married. If the get has a date on it, we may think that she's done things that when she was unmarried, when she was actually married. In any case, get mukdam, an earlier get, is a big problem. But Rav Herzog is saying that he agrees with the Machane Yehuda that as long as you had a day misira, as long as you have witnesses who witnessed the giving of the get, the action of the giving of the get, that those would be okay even with a get mukdam according to the Rashbam, because for all that there's a date on the get, the witnesses who saw when it was delivered would be a better source of information and therefore a better source of dating of the get, and therefore it would deal with all of those problems. He referred to success, and that would be true of Mu'uchar for the Rambam, of a post-dated get for the Rambam. Although it's not clear that we pass it that way in general, but since we always have it a Mesirah, he thinks that will help us out in these situations as well. In addition, the Reshba had said that even a get mukdam, a predated get, would be kosher if you have a shliach laholacha. For success, maybe the Rambam would agree with that, that the shliach laholacha could also verify when the get was given and when the get was actually written, all those things, and maybe that would be good enough to deal with those kinds of problems, especially since the Rambam is not explicit on that issue. In any case, since the majority of poskim think, the majority of authorities think that a get mu'uchar is in the end kosher, is in the end okay. The Rambam thinks that it's pasul derabanan, that it has a rabbinic problem with it, but most authorities think that it's kosher. And the Ramban also was machmir, but he was machmir misafek. He was machmir because he wasn't sure of the halacha. And the Shulchan Aruch seems to rule that it's okay. So in all those situations, he thinks that the get mu'uchar should be okay in this situation, and you can just give it. Not only that, the Maharam Rutenberg has a responsum in which he says, if the divorce happened with a get mu'uchar, a post-dated get. Now, after the delivery of a get, we usually tear it up. The reason we tear up a get is because we don't want it lying around, because then we'll say we don't sure if she's really divorced or not, because we'll always have to worry, was this get lost before it was given to her or after it was given to her? So we, after a get is given, tend to tear it up, and the reason to tear it up is so that we can always know that if we find a get, it means it hasn't yet been given. So in a case of a post-dated get, though, right, if somebody gives a get, let's say they're going to give the get on the 18th of Tammuz, as they had intended to, but it's not really valid, it's not really written till, or it doesn't seem to be fully valid till the 18th of Av, so the idea would be, give it to her now, and then wait till the 18th of Av, and then tear it, so then for sure it's taken effect, and we'll have avoided all those problems. But Rabbi Rutenberg says, if for by some reason it got torn up beforehand, it's not a get. So that's what the Maharam Rutenberg says. But the Rav Herzog says, from that you hear, that as long as it lasted till then it would be a get. He doesn't say it's a psul derabanan, it's not valid derabanan. So it seems like the Maharam Rutenberg also is of the opinion that if you gave a post-dated get, as long as it was stuck around, as long as she held on to it until the actual date, what it says on it, she should be okay and it should be valid. There are those, Achronim, he says, that disagreed, like the Shut Sefer Yehoshua, who was the grandfather of the Minchas Chinuch, or an ancestor of the Minchas Chinuch, and he held that a get mukhar, when the husband didn't specifically command giving the get in this way, in the mukhar way, he thought there was a psul shel Torah. He thought that it was a invalid on a biblical level. The reason that he gave for why it would be invalid on a biblical level is that the witness is the, I'm sorry, the messenger is not doing what his job was. Meaning, if the husband thought the get was going to be given on the 18th of Tammuz, and he thought the scribe had written the 18th of Tammuz, and the reason he would have thought that was because everybody thought that, then this is what he told the shliach to do. So if the shliach doesn't do that, then he's not doing he's not doing what he was told to do, and the Sefer Yehoshua, this Shut Sefer Yehoshua had said, he thought that was a biblical invalidation of the process. Rav Herzog disagrees. So even though this is a man from several hundred years before him, he says, I think it doesn't make any sense. Right? And besides which, if that was true, we should have found it in some sefer before this that said that this is one of the things that invalidates a get when they have this whole list of things that invalidate a get. So Herzog doesn't accept that, and he thinks that we don't have to pay attention to that svara and to that worry. So he says, if you're really worried, what you should do is, first, if you're still worried, he says, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, who he says is the Amud HaHora'ah B'Dor HaKodem, so was a giant, a pillar of Pesach, of rulings on halakhic issues from the previous generation. So the definition of previous generation is interesting, because this is being written in 1950, and Rav Yitzchak Elchanan was in the late 1800s. So previous generation, I think, probably means that when Rav Herzog was growing up, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan was well known as the postdate, but really it's a couple of generations, because when Rav Herzog is growing up, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan is already the giant of his generation. It means that Rav Yitzchak Elchanan is 50, 60 years older than Rav Herzog. In any case, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan had held especially in a case like ours, that you don't have to worry about the husband, because after all, why does he care? So that's always an interesting question, halacha, as to when we say that somebody has a problem with something or is bothered by something, sometimes we ask ourselves, is it matter to us that that person cares? So in this case, why should the husband care when the get is given? Because what? It was given a month later than he expected it to be given, right? That's the problem. The get is written for the 18th of Av. So if we're going to wait for the 18th of Av, the Shut Sefer Yehoshua had said, well, you're not doing what he said. He said give it now, and you're giving it in a month from now, or it's only being valid in a month from now. So if you still have Chanan had said, so what do I care? What does he care? Herzog is saying, because after all, the only thing that's a problem is he can't get married to somebody else for another month. But this man's in prison. He's not marrying anybody else anyway. And then Rav Herzog throws in, and by the way, if he decided he wanted to get married and he complained to us about that because of the marriage issue, we could probably find a way for him to get married. In other words, theoretically, they could write a heter mei rabbanim. They could get 100 rabbis to sign allowing him to marry a second wife until this divorce goes through. In any case, Rav Herzog thinks that that's all not a worry, and therefore he shouldn't think that's an issue. And then he says, if you look in commentaries on Gittin, there are achronim who hold, like the Rambam, who say that for all that the majority of poskim think that a get mu'uchar is okay, there were authorities who held that a get mu'uchar, a post-dated get, is invalid. And he says, you don't have to pay attention to them for reasons that are go far beyond this tshuva. He says, "Ki halala lo dibru lema'ase." They weren't ruling in practice. Veloita agunat si'ira, and he says a few words. There was no young woman who otherwise won't be able to get remarried to anybody standing before them when they said these great chidushim. Right? They were learning yeshiva. They were giving a shir. It was a beautiful shir. It's a great idea, but there wasn't a girl with tears in her eyes because she's not going to get remarried standing in front of them. And he says, we already know from the Beis Yosef and those before them that we don't count those people who say Mechidushim, who are just commenting on the Gemara, who are just interpreting like a posek. Because the posek, many posek today say this, many community rabbis point this out, that it's very often true that those who simply sit and learn, for all that they're gedolim, they're the giants of Torah, and they have great insight, it's not always true, not always not true, but it's not always true that they are grappling with the realities of it. I once heard Rav Moshe Lichtenstein speak about that in terms of Choshen Mishpat, that until you're facing problems in practice, very often halacha doesn't sort of reveal itself to people in its fullest extent. So Rav Herzog is saying that here, Sheh posik achrayut alav harbeh. He's got a lot of responsibility, right? And so therefore, he's got a and for somebody who has that responsibility, he clearly has the right, he thinks, to rely on this Rov HaPoskim other than the Rambam, who held that way, and for those commentaries. So that was the way they did it. And the reason they did it, he says, is because they wanted to help the Rambam, because the Rambam disagrees with the Rambam there, and they wanted to help the Rambam, and he thinks there's value in that as well. And he says, by the way, as I was thinking about this, I came up with all sorts of ideas and responses to their ideas, and I thought to myself, I could write a whole big essay, a kuntris, a whole big, long essay on this, going through it thoroughly, what we today might think of as sort of on the lines of an academic article, like a long discussion of it. And then he says, and then I remember that this poor aguna, this poor woman, is waiting, hoping, wondering, and therefore I said, you know what, I'm not going to do that now. Right now I'm going to write a brief response, get the points across, and then maybe, if God willing, I'll have the opportunity and I'll write something longer. So it's just a beautiful reminder, first of all, of the importance of psak and the way psak works, and that psak has to be very careful to take account of the real people involved. And let's remember that this real person involved, this young woman, is not, it seems, the most religious woman in the world, and from Rav Herzog's perspective, she is a woman who's suffering and a victim of somebody else, and it's our job as poskim, those of us who are, it's not my job, it's his job as a posek, to worry about her. And those who write commentaries in the Gemara, they might have very nice ideas. They may even be true in many ways. But it's not always the job of the posek to pay attention to that. It's the job of the posek to pay attention to the particular situation right now and see what room there is to apply halacha in the best way possible in the situation in the here and now. It also reminds us that Rav Herzog, who has some importance for him out there, clearly, as it points out here, refrained from writing certain things, spending time on certain things, because he was busy with practical issues of psak. And it means that we also might live in a world that maybe not only Rav Herzog, maybe others as well, were guided by what came before them and by what they had to do with their lives that got in the way of producing what might otherwise be wonderful, important, interesting Sfarim. And that's a part of the legacy of the way Torah works, is that we don't always get the Torah that the people wanted to produce. We sometimes get the Torah that was brought to those people's attention such that they needed to produce that. Interesting issues. Back to our Aguna. We don't want to leave her as well. Rav Herzog didn't want to leave her. We certainly don't want to leave her hanging. So he says he thinks it might even be better to wait, though. Instead of giving a post-dated get, right, give it now on the 18th of Tammuz, maybe you wait till the 18th of Av. Because you wait till the 18th of Av, so then there are those who hold that, this is a sefer called Get Pashut, there are those who hold that would be kosher even according to the rabbi, meaning even though at the time that it was written, it was post-dated, if you wait till the date on it and give it then, even though the husband thought it was going to be giving earlier, there were those who held that that was more valid and a better way of doing it. So he thought that was a good idea, but the problem is that we have to worry about the husband. We're worried that he might change his mind. Whereas if he hears that the get was already given, for all that it's a get mu'uchar, and for all that she has to hold on to it until the 18th of Av comes around, he'll give up. He'll say, oh, she got the get, she's divorced, there's nothing more to do about it. He won't think about it anymore. Whereas, if he knows the get's not given, then these people seem to think there's a worry. So Rav Herzog is writing to them. So if there's a real serious worry that he might hear about it, that it hasn't been given yet, and he might realize that it's not been given, he might think to himself, and Rav Herzog actually writes, and there might be people in prison who are Jewish and know enough to tell him, oh, if the get hasn't been given, you still have the opportunity to be mevatel it, to nullify it. So that's a huge, serious worry. So if they're worried about that, then they shouldn't wait. They should rely on the lenient opinions, give it to her now, and don't write the full ketav p'tur, meaning what you do is after you rip up the get, or before you rip up the get, the Beit Din writes, we saw the administration of a get, and now she's free to marry other people. Don't here give her that p'tur until after the 18th of Av, when we're going to rip up the original get. So she'll be divorced from now, and we won't have to worry about the husband anymore, but the process won't end until the 18th of Av. He says, that's the way to handle it. But if there's no worry about that, if we think the husband's given up, or he doesn't hear about it, there's no way he can hear about it, he thinks it would be better to wait until the 18th of Av and give it then. So then they had said to him, but the 18th of Av isn't going to work either, because after all, it's written Monday, the 18th of Av, and Monday of Av of that year was the 17th. So he says, he doesn't think that's a big deal. So give it on the Monday, and then so you'll think that it's still a post-dated get. That he says, no, that he thinks is not a problem, because everybody will realize that in that situation, everybody understands the mistake that went on, that the day of the month, nobody makes a mistake. The day of the week, I'm sorry, nobody makes a mistake. So you see Monday, the 18th of Av, they say, they clearly meant the 17th of Av, and that's not considered mu'uchar. So he says, fundamentally, when to give it, that's up to you. Either give it right now, relying on the mekilim, because you're so worried about the husband's reaction that you have to make sure that it's given, or wait, which Herzog would prefer if there's no worry about the husband, but and then give it, he says, then give it on the Monday, because the Monday is the better idea. And then, if it's possible, he says, even if even the best way to do it is, if after it's already been done, they've already given this get, so she's free, according to most opinions, it would be even better if they could go back to the jail and tell him, and especially since Herzog says, especially since once he knows that there's nothing he can do about it anyway, because they've already given it to her, and she's already free, they're just trying to be, you know, cover all their bases, and they get to the jail and have him read out a harshah, meaning read out an authorization to write her a new get, that would be even better. So here's where we find out for sure that this is from outside of Israel, because he says, bring all the people, and if the local authorities won't allow it, the prison authorities won't allow it, then even if you just have the wardens, the warden's signature saying that he said this harshah, you could do that. That would be even better. Meaning for Herzog saying, the best is the if it's necessary, you can give it right now and wait. If you can, it's even better to wait till the 17th of Av, give it then, because that's the Monday. And then even better if after you've done that, you go back to the prison and say, listen, we already gave the get, it's all done, but you could help us out, avoid a certain unpleasantness if you just do this by authorizing the writing of another get. So he thinks that would be even better. But, he says, if you think holding on to the get and not giving it to the 17th of Av and not turning to the 18th of Av is doable, meaning you're not worried that he's going to hear about it and be mevatel it. So he says many times, by the way, when we have a shliach laholacha, many times when we, in many versions of the appointment of by a husband of a man to bring a gift to the wife, the in many versions of it, the man says to the shliach, take this get. And he also empowers the shliach, if something should happen to this get, to write another 100 gittin until a local rabbi says one of them is kosher. And if that's what he said, as many people did, so then what you can do is you can write another get on the Monday, the 17th of Av, and give her both of the get. And then you don't have to ask the husband again because it's in the original authorization of the messenger. Now, some people think that that's not valid, that doesn't work. The Beit Shmuel thinks that it's a problem. But here we are, we're relying on leniencies anyway. So he thinks that you can do both of the, all of these things. You can, if he said it, you can have him, you can write the new get, give her both kitten, and then after the 18th, go back to the husband and tell him the get's already given, and he thinks all of this will work in some way. However it works out, I'm sorry, he reassures him also that he just checked this in Sfarim again, and he thinks that Sfaridi poskim all held that a get mu'chor is okay, and since it's derabanan, bishat etchak, it should be kosher in all these kinds of ways. Then there was a question of if they're going to write a second get, which one they give first. He thinks it doesn't matter because there's no way to decide this, and since there's no way to decide this, it doesn't matter which way we do it. In fact, he says, he's not sure you have to give the first one at all, because there is a discussion in the postgame in the Rishonim that says you had to give the first one. He thought that was only when the husband hadn't explicitly said, and you can write up to 100 get until you find one that's kosher. But if in the version of authorization they had said that, he thinks that should be okay as well. Unless, of course, he says later in the tshuva, rethinking it, unless, of course, the husband's going to forget that he authorized writing new gittin, and he'll come and say, ah, they divorced her on a new get, I never said they could write a new get, and it's all a big thing, and they make problems, so therefore he thinks maybe it is better to give both. Sum total, he's giving them several different ways to make sure that she gets the get. He would love to have them wait if they could. If they can't wait because there's a worry that somebody in prison will tell the husband he has the right to mevatel the get, they're worried about that, they can give it right now. Hold on to it till later. If the husband in the original authorization said they could write up to 100 gittin, he thinks they could also write another get and give it at the right time. And then both of those, and then he thinks that after those gittin have been given, they can go back to the husband and try to get a new authorization, try to get that's fully valid, and then putting all those together, this one will certainly be free to go off and get married again, because that was his central concern, that we not let a man cause a woman problems the rest of her life for no good reason, just because a sofer didn't do his job the right way. And that is a responsible day for the 18th of Av, Rav Yitzchak Isaac HaLevi Herzog on a misstated get. Have a great day.